Magic 931's Brooke and Bob.
It's my turn to repay the favour and take you away on a holiday.
And the Riverland.
And
great.
The Riverland as well, of course. You get to make the calls for you and the Riverland, so no pressure though.
Oh, right. Better be a good holiday.
It better be. Now, you've got two options today. Where are we headed, Botswana or Athens?
Oh, I've never been to Africa. Let's go Botswana.
Okay, let's do it.
Oh, God.
I was so glad that you said that. You get into the car, rush off to the Wakery Aerodrome. That's the car sound. And arrive just in time to take off on your flight. In what feels like just seconds, you arrive at the Sir Serites Kama International Airport. Sir Bob, where to now? The Shobe National Park or the Kama Rhino Sanctuary?
Oh, you got to see the national park.
Of course, that's what we're going to do. We head on over and you decide to join a day trip safari that will take you out to the wilds of Africa. What are you hoping you might see, Bob?
Well, it doesn't sound too different to the rhino option I could.
No, there might be other things to see.
Look, hopefully no poachers.
Hopefully no poachers. Any particular animals you're after?
Oh, just the ethical treatment of animals.
Fair enough. You arrive at your pickup point, hop onto the safari ute and take off into the wild. The road is bumpy. But you quickly settle into the shaking and shuddering of the car until suddenly you hear a terrible deafening noise.
Ah, I'm so deaf now.
And the ute stops with a jolt. Oh no, cries the driver. Does anyone know anything about tyres? The tyre is out. Do you know anything about tyres, Bob?
Yeah. Look, I normally just call the RAA.
Well, we'll wait for the RAA and then, says the driver. So while you wait, you sit on the ground outside the bus and that's when you hear it, Bob, a rustling in the bushes.
I think that was louder than the deafening sounds.
You look up just in time to see a hippo crashing through the bushes towards you. What is your first thought for this, Bob? Wow, that's probably pretty justified considering it's the world's most dangerous mammal. But just as you're panicking, you hear a familiar voice. It's Paul Hogan.
Funnel web spider can kill a man in 8 seconds just by looking at him.
Paul Hogan in what sounds like a bar.
I think that's what his way of telling you, Bob, that it's okay. You're going to get through this. You watch as Paul gets down on the ground and starts doing some sort of animal voodoo stuff. The hippo stares at you, keeps looking, wondering whether to leave or charge. And then with a quick snort, he turns off into the bushes. That's what hippos sound like, right?
Is that you?
No. There you go, says Paul, just as you happen to hear the roar of the engine. The safari ute starts up and you're on your way again, Bob. And that was your trip to Africa. How did it feel?
It was amazing. It's nice to do things that are off the beaten tourist path.
Absolutely.